Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 19. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. Unfortunately, I hear a lot of horror stories from teachers who have either wasted money on products and services over the years, or found themselves in really tough situations with no clear way out. I've been hesitant about sharing these stories because I don't want to give people the wrong message and put you off your career as a guitar teacher. But at the same time, I know that by sharing these stories, I can help you avoid similar scenarios or problems. As time goes on, I hear the same problems repeat over and over, so it makes sense for me to create this episode. Over the next few episodes, I'll share different teachers' stories, the problems they faced, how they overcame those problems, and more importantly, how you can avoid similar problems in your own career. Each teacher I talk about encouraged me to share their story, because they want to make sure that teachers like you don't experience the same problems they faced. So I'll start by explaining in this episode a story from a guitar teacher I'll call Jim. A year ago, Jim became a Live and Teach guitar member and contacted me for some advice. Jim had bought into a tutoring franchise a couple of years earlier, as he felt at the time that it would be a great way for him to focus on his teaching and let the franchise take care of the business side of things. Franchises are sold around the promise that they have a proven system set up and all you need to do is follow their instructions and you'll succeed. It's a compelling promise and you may have even considered one in the past. So it made sense to Jim that instead of having to figure out business and marketing on his own and possibly failing, he could simply follow the franchise's instructions. So he signed up and started paying the couple $100 monthly franchise fee. Everything was fine until a year later when Jim's family had to move as his wife had accepted a job in another town. This was really hard for Jim because, as you can probably guess, he lost all of his current students and would have to start again from scratch. But the real issue which caused dramas was that there was already a guitar teacher in the new town who was also under the same franchise Jim was part of. When this other teacher found out that Jim was trying to set up shop in his territory, the teacher complained to the franchise. So, as you might have guessed, the franchise stopped Jim and told him that he could not use the franchise name in the new town. This is something the franchise could do because it was part of the franchise agreement. It was at that point when Jim realized that all of the work and promotional effort he had put into his guitar teaching business in the previous town didn't promote himself at all. It all promoted the franchise. Now, this is the main point I'd like you to remember and something Jim learned the hard way. There are many benefits to becoming a franchisee, but one of the biggest downsides is that what you're really doing is giving up your ownership of your guitar teaching business. You're actually giving up the most important part of your business, its ownership. It's no longer your business under your control. You're now just hiring a brand name and logo. That means you can't sell the business, change it, or expand and branch out because it's not your business. Not only that, you're not even promoting yourself. You're promoting the franchise, as Jim found out the hard way. So anytime you create any content using the franchise branding, such as a video lesson, blog post, or social media account, you're actually promoting the franchise. And another thing to consider is that depending on the franchise agreement, it's most likely that any content you create that uses the franchise branding becomes the property of the franchise. In Jim's case, he had been working on a video lesson series with the intention of creating paid online content in the future, so this hit him pretty hard. All of those video lessons Jim spent a month putting together were now worthless to him because he had been using the franchise branding and even wore a branded polo shirt with the franchise's logo on it. As a side note, Jim told me that at the start of the franchise relationship, he felt great when he received his branded polo shirts in the mail. But now he realizes that those shirts were actually promotional material for the franchise, not necessarily for him. A very crude way of looking at it is that Jim and every other franchisee out there is paying franchise fees to basically promote someone else's business. I'm sorry for anybody listening to this who is currently a franchisee, but from a business point of view, that's exactly what is happening when you buy into a franchise. I remember studying franchises at university in depth, and it felt like a great business model. That is, for the franchise owner. Imagine all these franchisees paying you ongoing fees or a percentage of revenue, and at the same time, they're all promoting your franchise brand. As a franchise owner, it's an excellent business model. That's why massive businesses like McDonald's have been so successful. McDonald's has a worldwide network of franchisees, all promoting the McDonald's brand. So while franchises are great for the franchise owners, for the franchisee, and especially for a music teacher, it's a terrible business model that limits your career options and control. So Jim was stuck in a new town with no students and not even allowed to promote himself under the franchise brand, which is what he'd been doing for the past year. So he quit the franchise and started out on his own. As I mentioned, this basically meant Jim had to start from scratch. It was around this time when Jim became a Live and Teach Guitar member and contacted me. After a couple hard months, I helped him sort out his own branding and he managed to get himself up and running on his own. Quitting the franchise meant that he didn't have to pay the couple hundred dollars every month in franchise fees, so he put that money towards advertising to help accelerate his growth. Needless to say, it didn't take long for that much advertising money to bring him enough students to build momentum. Of course, hindsight is 20/20, and it's clear to Jim now why the franchise wasn't worth the fee, especially after seeing what that money could do in appropriate advertising. Now, what I think you'll find interesting is that after all of this, Jim decided to start his own franchise. After I explained how the franchise business model works, he realized that he was on the wrong side of the equation. So he actually worked on his branding and based his new franchise in this new town. It's been a couple months now and he's just signed up his first franchisee in his old town. I think it's a great story that really shows how every business decision you make can have a dramatic consequence later on into the future. In a way, Jim is lucky that the new town he moved into already had a tutor under the same franchise, because now he's in a far better position than he would have been if he remained in the franchise. As a side note, it turns out that not even a month after Jim moved towns, the franchise had already managed to replace Jim with a new franchisee. This meant that the new franchisee had an easy time gaining students, as all of Jim's past promotional efforts in that town benefited the new franchisee. I'm sure that the new teacher even managed to pick up most of Jim's old students, because those students would recognize and trust the franchise brand. I remember reading the email Jim sent me when he found this out. He was pretty hurt. Imagine getting kicked out of your tutoring business and somebody else taking over all of your students. That's what it felt like to him, and in a way, that's exactly what happened. So the message I want to leave with you from Jim's story isn't that franchises are evil. In fact, in many industries, they're really valuable. No, the main message is that you need to remember that buying into a franchise will benefit the franchise owner far more than it can possibly benefit you. You need to decide for yourself if giving up ownership of your business and brand is really in your best interests. The fact that you're listening to a podcast like this suggests that you probably don't need a franchise anyway. So you can probably guess that I don't recommend that you buy into a tutoring franchise. In other industries, franchises can be valuable, but not in the tutoring industry. I feel I should also mention that before I started Live and Teach Guitar, I considered running it as a franchise. I'm sure if I did run it as a franchise, it would be more financially successful than it is now, but I decided against it because I know it's not in the teacher's best interest to become a franchisee. As a result, Live and Teach Guitar members have full control over their business, and that's the way it should be. I encourage you to build up your own brand because it gives you more flexibility with your career, and you will always have control over it. I want to see you building your own brand, wearing a polo shirt with your brand name on it, and not seeing you pay to promote somebody else's business. Again, if you're currently in a franchise, I'm sorry for how harsh this episode must sound. There is a high chance that you won't experience any issues like Jim experienced, but it's still very important for you to understand the downside of being a franchisee, especially if you're paying a high franchise fee. My advice to anybody currently in a franchise isn't necessarily to abandon ship, but to think about whether the franchise is really in your career's best interest in the long term. Think about what you want to achieve in the future and ask yourself whether you can do it all without the franchise. At this point, hopefully you understand the purpose of this podcast episode and why I'm sharing stories like Jim's. This episode wasn't really about franchises. It's really about making better business decisions and, more importantly, how your decisions can affect you in the future. Through Jim's story, you can see how becoming part of a franchise dramatically changes your career options in the future, and it removes your control. I'll close this episode by mentioning that the first email I received from Jim asking for advice was literally over 3,000 words in length as he described his tough situation. It was painful for me to read, and I'm sure it was more painful for Jim. Jim is now far more careful with the business decisions he makes, and really takes the time to consider what each decision could mean for him today and in the future. Keep Jim's story in mind next time you consider any dramatic changes to your guitar teaching business. As Jim tells me, the biggest lesson he learned was to make sure that with any decision he makes now, he makes sure he has an escape plan if things don't work out. So whether you're considering joining a franchise, leasing your own studio, or hiring another teacher, make sure you have an escape plan if things don't work out, because there's a chance it will happen. Hopefully a small chance, but it's still possible. I hope you found this episode useful, and if Jim's story relates to anything that has happened to you in the past, I'd like to hear from you. You can use the contact form at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-19 to share your story. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you've learned something from Jim's story, and I'll talk to you next time.